episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
I'm the end, Rick. Come on. You can do it, bud. Rick and Rollo 66 with our super duper producer Velocet here with us. G'day, Rick.
Jeez, Rollo, you're just getting worse and worse every year.
What?
We had it organised.
What have I done? What?
You meant to shut up. because we have an introduction normally from the...
No. He lowered the audio, so we're all good.
No.
He's a great now. Yeah, that's really good. Did you... Randy Newman.
Randy Newman, all the way from LA, Rick and Roller, episode number, is it 50?
66. So 66? The date is today, is Saturday, the 31st of January, 2026. And we're here on community.
No, Roller, you're very rude because the show gets introduced by Ken from the community station.
Ken. Come on.
No, it's too late.
Where is he?
Ken's gone.
Look, I'm Ken tonight. Can I tell you a story? Can I tell you a story about my week?
Yes, you can. Come on.
All right, yeah. So Grant and Adam came over who live in WA. They are identical twins, and they turned this shithole where I live now
from a
$375 house into a $775,000 house. Yeah, they were a little bit annoyed that I haven't taken care of the gardens as well as they would have liked.
Most guys want to do twins. Did you do the twins, Rollo?
When I think of twins, I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. But these guys were identical twins.
They renovated your house.
They renovated. They made it. It was a shithole, this place. This place was a shithole, and they made it into a perfect home. Yeah, where me and Rosie live now, and we love
it. Fantastic.
The lizards. They scared the shit out of me. They startled me because they came down the driveway, and I thought they were the cops because I'd done something wrong. I said the N-word or something. But no, they just came up and just said, "Oh, are you glad living here?" And I go, "Of course. I love this place."
It's really nice.
You and Velocet have both been here, and you know how nice this place is.
Yeah, one of us had a completely different experience at sleeping quarters, but...
You got the presidential suite. You got the presidential suite.
If presidents are meant to sleep on air mattresses without pillows, yes, I probably did. I probably did get the presidential.
That is true. Yeah.
This is episode 66. And tomorrow's February. Isn't it amazing that it's already 1 month down already this year? 1 month down. Fantastic. It's wonderful to have Jolo in the background. You weren't meant to say that he was there, though, Roll Arms. You know, we kind of, the very first time, had a bit of an intro before we came on, and we're all ready to go.
Oh, that's right. I love tonight. What was the song again? It was Randy Newman. I loved it. What was the song we went out with last week? Kelly's
Heroes.
Because Rob. Yeah, Rob Hurst, and then the Kelly Heroes song. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, let's talk about my week. Well, actually, we'll talk about my night. I just ran around. I went to the beach and stuff, and I got home last night at like 1 a.m. or whatever.
And, Any sharks?
No sharks. We went for a beautiful swim. I'll tell you what there was a few white pointers, and there was pink pointers. There was a few topless. Topless chicks sitting at the beach, which I don't normally see.
What's wrong with topless chicks?
There is nothing wrong with it. My son and I went for a swim, and I got back. Norbert's got back from Japan. He's in Melbourne. This is Heinrich.
Heinrich. Tell me about side boob. I love side boob.
I'm just trying to remember the different terms for each. Is Heinrich older or younger?
Older.
Okay, so Heinrich's the older one. Okay.
He's the one that's at university.
I'm trying to lock these away. Heinrich older. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. But Joel, his name changed. He's never been Heinrich before, but tonight he is Heinrich.
You had Heinrich, then you had Norbert. Got it.
Norbert, yeah. And Enid. Okay. Enid is brilliant. In New Zealand.
It's a Enid. So in chronological order, it's Enid, Heinrich, and Norbert.
Enid, Heinrich, and Norbert.
Got it. Thank you.
Spoiler, lovely. Joel. Lovely.
Anyway, Rollo. So I got home, and I thought, I need some beer. So I ran into the bottle shop, and this isn't the normal one next to. This isn't the bottle shop that I live next to. This is the bottle shop halfway between here and the gym, which is about 15-minute drive. And I picked up what I thought was my better beer. And better beer, I'm going to shout better beer out, zero calories, zero sugar, 4.2, and it's absolutely beautiful, but it's not cheap. It's
but you picked up the 3.0.
I'm finishing the story.
Rick and Rollo, 66.
Rick and Rollo. No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Hello. You're listening to Truth Meets Community Radio Station, truthmeets.com, on the Rick and Rillo Show on Saturday, the 31st of January, 2026. So back to our hosts, Rock and Rillo.
What?
Thanks, Ken. Joel needs to employ. We need to roll it. You need to send money to Joel so he can employ a proper continuity.
We've got to get down there for a what is it called? Thing we do? The burger builder thing.
Oh, the builder. Builder.
No, the burger builder thing. Yeah.
Anyway, back to my.
Keep going.
Anyway,
come to the burger builder and have some Mogaloos. Yeah.
Mogaloos. Oh, I look forward to them. And keep going, Rick.
And so I ran in there, grabbed what I thought was better beer because it had the same orange stripe around it. In my head was the right one. Got all the way home, rang you, and I said, let's just go. We'll go in there. We'll, this is about three quarters of an hour ago. And then I was about to open a can. I said, this isn't better beer. This is this is Traveller beer.
Goldie. 3%.
3%.
3%.
I'm not fucking drinking this shit for paying $60. So I jumped in the van and I'm telling you, I took off at all speed to go and swap the carton over to a proper beer. Now I've got back. That's exactly what it sounded like. Exactly. Thank you, Joel. We'll do.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And anyway, so Rollo, my week has been busy. I did a whole lot of work. I worked over the long weekend. I told you I was working, and I was.
That's right.
And cleared out this house. A hoarder that had hoarded. I would say, I'm talking about thousands of dollars worth of cooking gear, like really good stuff too. And we threw a bit of it out, but I've got a whole lot at home.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Winnies at Sydney on Thursday and turned around.
The winner is Sydney, Australia.
So it was a good week. I've had a really good week.
We've got the best producer tonight. We had a hoarder. It's the street I live in. You know the street I live in?
Yes.
They put a whole pile of trash out and it scared the crap out of Rosie when I just let her out for a little tinkle, a wee wee, and she thought it was like something to be afraid of. And I said, look, no, it's just a whole bunch of garbage.
How do you know that? I know Rosie
pretty well, and she.
Did she say that?
She went straight up, and she. She saw it because it wasn't there. She freaked out a little bit. Yeah, it was a big pile of garbage.
Was it? But right, one man's garbage.
There were surfboards in it. There were surfboards. So there were all sorts of things.
See, this is what I do with my van. I see things like that, and I jump out, and I go.
You're a womble. You're a womble of Wimbledon. Yeah, you're a womble.
I got hold of my son in Norbert's room now. One of those boat bookshelves that's, shaped like a boat. I got grabbed that the other day, and I stuck all his kind of bobblehead stuff. Those what do they call them? Bobblehead.
Oh, yeah, I know the things you're talking about. Yeah, the things that you put in your car and their heads bobble when you drive. Yeah.
Yeah, but these are like characters from Stranger Things and, he collects them and stuff. But I've got that for free. I would say, about $1,000 worth of cast iron cooking gear. American made.
You're a womble.
I am a womble.
You're a womble of Wimbledon. Common a week. Can we hear that song? Bello.
Come
on, Bello.
You're going too hard too soon.
Too
hard too soon.
Judging the pace of the show, apparently.
No, he's not.
I've had a big day
means you've drunk a shitload of vodka and then you just press on me to play a million songs.
It doesn't work
for the content.
Super cheap vodka last night. $5 or something.
It's like super cheap auto, and you could have a bottle shop called Super Cheap Vodka. I'd probably go there.
What's in your hand, Velastet? What's in your hand?
Coopers?
Excellent. All right, that's fine. Rick?
Better beer. It's not cheap. So I'll tell you about it. It's made in Australia, but it's got no calories and no sugar, but it tastes absolutely beautiful. And it's about
4.2%. So it's 4.2%. So it's going to get you there, doesn't it? Well, that's awesome. That's what I'm.
I've had three cans already, nearly.
Three cans already. Yeah, that's fine.
But also, what I just discovered too, when I got home with this, after I swapped the case over, it was warm. It was warm. It had only just been put in the cool room.
Oh, like English beer, English like warm beer. I like cold beer. I like really cold beer.
Ice cold. Anyway, the temperature. I've driven through Newcastle. I've been to Newcastle. Was there last night to stop off to get fuel. Mm. And on the way down, and the temperature there was quite pleasant. It hasn't been horribly hot.
What was the price of the fuel? We got it today, me and the wife last night, 151.9.
Yeah, I'm paying about $1.60 something or other, $1.70 something for diesel.
So pretty much similar. Yeah. The diesel. Yeah, that's all right. Petrol. Cheap. Yeah, yeah.
Diesel's rare.
Last night we watched Star Trek 4 together, me and Christy.
And which one's that?
The Voyage Home. It's on Paramount Plus.
Oh no, I've been.
And Susie said, bring it up, because Catherine O'Hara died last night,
So, yeah, apparently
she was just in that series, The Studio, last year.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, she was only acting year. Is she already dead after a year of acting?
She died at 71 years old, Catherine O'Hara. So she was in Home Alone. She was in Home Alone. She was in, let me grab my phone.
Waiting for Guffman.
There you go.
Best in show.
Who said women? Who said women aren't funny? She was funny as fuck. There was a stick. What was it called? Creek Stick or something with Eugene Levy.
Fucking door squeaking.
It was perfect movie. It was a perfect show, I reckon, because of the comedy. The comedy in it. Eugene Levy knows. And he's Eugene Levy with his eyebrows and Catherine O'Hara, who was in I mostly remember her from Beetlejuice. Remember that show?
That's right. And that's what I think she was most famous for, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Because my son, Heinrich came out this morning, said Catherine Harrod, and I said, I've never heard of her before. And then I realized that she's the character actress who's in my throat. And I'm like, Susie's also a big fan. That production of the guys that did Spinal Tap when they went off and then did Waiting for Guffman, which is one of my favorite movies ever, and Best in Show, and probably the, A Mighty Wind. She's really good. I guess she must have been the closet lesbian in Best in Show, because I'm trying to remember what part she played, because there's a couple of the. Have you seen Best in Show?
No, I haven't, but she perfected her craft.
Yeah, but Rollo, if you like dogs, and you do, Best in Show is a mockumentary about a dog like Crufts. So, you know,
I haven't seen this show. I've got to watch it. I'll put it on my list.
He likes them none too odd. There's nothing weird going on. He likes them for what they are. Yeah.
Rollo, or is it someone? I think it's Rollo, or not sure, but one of the microphones sounds the normal microphone, Rollo, or maybe it's you, Joel, coming in.
No, it's Joel. His fans behind, because he's sitting in his server room.
If I unmute, it'll be loud.
Yeah.
I just thought it was Rollo, but no, it's not you,
so
Rollo.
Rest in peace.
Catherine O'Hara.
Rest in peace, Catherine O'Hara. Yeah.
The name Catherine O'Hara sounds like a really good actress's name, doesn't it? It's like Scarlett O'Hara.
Oh, she looks so beautiful back in the day, before she had the whatever work she's had. I posted a black and white picture on Rick and Rollo on your Discord.
Rick and Rollo.
And absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And we all miss people especially talented people.
It's a bit 72. Well, anyway,
71.
I should not be talking tonight. I should be at a funeral right now. Most of my family actually did go there. I didn't realize that they're all going to turn up there in New Zealand, but I'm going to New Zealand next. Real. My auntie Jill passed away on, oh, we talked about it last week, I think last Friday.
That's okay. We can talk about it again. Auntie Jill.
Yeah. What a really funny, always positive, typical.
Yeah.
It's always the happy types that always disappear. But,
well.
And I just saw on Facebook all these, as a private group, all my family's there, almost everyone apart from my actual crew, my children. But we should have made an effort. I didn't make an effort. That's another regret, but that's the way it goes. I don't like funerals anyway. I'm not a big funeral person.
No, I'm never going to another one.
Well, I'm not going to mine.
The last one I went to was, I think, my mother's. And, I just hate them.
Yeah, I don't believe that. And you know who you're not going to upset for not turning up? The person that died. They're not going to be upset.
That's it, mate.
That's the person that's the most important that you need not to upset. Like, and there he is.
Noise level or the golden skid mark. We hope he lives forever. When it comes to living, it's like having Rosie, because she's 10 and a half now.
Yeah, she's still got.
I don't want her to die before me.
Well, Rollo, I've got this feeling you are going to be like Mr. Jingles.
Weirdly enough, she's a dog and you're a human, so I think you may be want to stop holding out hope.
I said that.
No, I think he's going to be like Highlander. Highlander. Yeah. I'll live forever or something. You know.
Even
what was his name? Christopher Lambert. Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
What a blame.
Man, he was so good in Greystoker. Russell Mulcahy here did the directed the yeah. Highlander. It was such a good movie. Did you ever see Highlander 2, which yes. was the biggest piece of crap that you've ever seen in your life?
Mm.
Oh my god, VHS. Yeah.
I watched Highlander and I thought it was all right because they had what's his name?
The legend, Sean Connery.
Oh yeah, Sean Connery. Yeah, you got it. His costume. I am. Let me see if I can say it right. I am something Ramirez or something, and I am immortal, and you can only be killed if you get your head cut off.
Yeah, the most ridiculous concept of this movie is that Christopher Lambert or Lambert is a frog actor, French,
yep.
and they cast him as a Scotsman, and then they cast the actual Scotsman, Sean Connery, as a Spanish war. Yeah,
that was funny.
They needed to swap roles around, I would say.
I love bagpipes. I love bagpipes. Keep going, Villa. I love bagpipes.
I was
going
to play the fruit.
Play. Fruit, I thought he was going to play "Rave the Brave." It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
What's the other one? In a dance party. What's the other one? Flowers in the Florist or something or other. That's a big.
Was it?
Big bagpipe. Yeah. The piper.
No, I'm. But bagpipes usually just have.
I love that.
You can't change the octave levels and that, but "Rave the Brave" was one of the best songs, one of the best dance songs. Where you were in the dance club.
I know. But my favorite bagpipe story ever is by Mark Evans, the bass player from AC/DC.
Oh yeah,
and in his book, which I do believe you've got.
Mm.
The Mark Evans's book about his life in AC/DC.
You gave it to me. You gave it to me. I read it. Well, somebody gave it to me. And it was a good story.
Give it to you. Yeah. No. So what he said is that when they went to record The Long Way to the Top, they said, "We should put some bagpipes in here." And they said, Bon Scott said, "I was in the pipe band before." and he was pissed. And he ran out drunk. He must have had a lot of money on him, and he paid $2,000 or something or other for a set of bagpipes and brought them back to
the
studio.
And that's when they went through Melbourne on the back of that truck.
No, that's the song, but when they were recording it they got the set of bagpipes and they were sitting there, and Mark Evans said that Angus Young, Bon Scott owned up, and he said when he was in the pipe band, he only played the flute. And they said, "So you didn't actually play the bagpipes?" He went, "No, I played the flute." And so they said, "Well, who's going to play the bagpipes?" So they had to assemble the bagpipes, and Mark Evans reckons it was, he said it's this, what he described it as, a Scottish Rubik cube. Three Scotsmen trying to sit around and assemble a set of bagpipes because they had no idea how to do it. And what they did is they just played notes and notes and notes of that, but cut it all up and then edited it together. So, and then turned up the toning. So that solo that you hear in that, the end part of, Long Way to the Top is not possible on bagpipes to do it note for note. It's actually been, done in a studio using loops and cuts and things like that.
Wow. But I thought it was crazy good.
Scottish Rubik's Cube setting up bagpipes. I thought it was funny. Anyway.
Mark Evans. I feel sorry for the guy. Is he still with us, Mark Evans?
Yes. He lives in Leichhardt and he's in his house. When you drive up, what's that road? Norton Street. right okay. up towards the end when you're heading up to Lilyfield is a house that's got Mark Evans guitar lessons or whatever. And that's his house and he teaches guitar.
Oh, is that what he does now? Yeah, he teaches the guitar.
And he still plays. He's in Rose Tattoo at the moment, I do believe.
Oh, so Rose Tattoo, that's right. What was their biggest hit? Bad to the Bone? Bad to the Bone.
No, dear, Rollo.
What was their biggest hit? Bad Boy for Love. It was Bad Boy for Love. I think that was the one.
Right. But still going. And Angry Anderson's looking extraordinarily old, but he still sings like a champion. He's in his 70s now, so doing well.
Yeah, covered in tats. That's why.
Nah, not as many as the local librarian, local council worker, all the.
Okay.
Anyone that lives in Newtown, they have more tattoos than anyone else.
Here we go.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Fantastic. That's one of their best songs, I reckon. We've got about
Rose Tattoo.
Except for the worst song ever, the Angry Anderson wedding song for Kylie and Jason. They've never done anything bad.
No, they were fine. I love it hearing behind it. Angry Anderson used to be on, what was it? Was it on the 6:30 report or whatever on Channel 9 or whatever? And I didn't like him there. I didn't mind his tattoos. And he wasn't that political. He was just.
Oh, he is. No, he'd agree with everything we're talking about. You know, he's a very patriotic Australian.
Oh yeah,
and he's done some great stuff, solo stuff. Apart from the wedding, Kylie Minogue fucking Jason Donovan wedding thing. That's terrible. But apart from that, everything's good. But
Jason Donovan and Kylie. Come on, let's think about it. It goes. Especially for you.
Oh, terrible.
You're in my heart. Oh, no, here we go.
This is the one.
Rick and Rollo.
Sorry, I like this one. This is a good one.
Good idea.
You can be self-indulgent.
It's a great song. He's emotional.
I'll get my bucket out.
It is just all about, like, was it Neighbours or Home Alone or whatever?
Yes,
yeah. Neighbours. Avery Anderson, Rose Tattoo, doing an emotional performance. Come on.
Oh, please.
Just the way I am. Just as fast as I can for you. Suddenly, every part of me needs to know every part of you.
Well, like, we need a song.
I'm doing well, man. I'm in tone, right?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm doing okay.
You bring me love.
You bring me wine.
I'll watch the episode.
You reel me. And I hope you can be.
Nothing.
The way I am.
The way I am. Don't be hearing me.
So I'm falling just as fast as I can for you. Suddenly,
oh, yeah.
Every part of me needs to know every part of you. It's just you, Rick. It's just you, Rick, and you, Rollo. And it's not every part of you.
This will be on the Christmas.
This will be on the Christmas. Yeah. Bellow's solo album.
Every part of me. Every one part of you.
Suddenly you're seeing me. Just the way I. As fast as I can for you.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, every part of me needs to know. Oh, I missed a line. Sorry. My.
You
to be. Suddenly, every part of me needs to know. Every part. Just you.
I've got PTSD.
There we go. Sorry. Oh, jeez. Rollo entertained it. That's he,
no.
I'll take
good.
One of you. One of your vote is fair enough.
Angry Anderson
from Rose Tattoo sang the embarrassing song from the reality TV show, and then I sang it live, and Rollo supported me, and Rick said it was inappropriate. So that's the summation of tonight's content. There you go. It's all there. If you want to know.
Trust me. You've got you've got a sense of humor, Velocette, and so have you, Rick. That was awesome. Right.
As long as I can pass all my singing on to a sense of humor, I'm happy to accept it. Yeah.
you betcha.
The greatest show ever done by Rick and Rollo and Joey ever live. But that'll be on the Christmas bloopers song. We'll be using that.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas tape. Do you remember the Christmas tapes? When I used to work at. Where did I used to work? And I saw the Christmas tapes.
No idea, Rollo.
I saw at ABC or. Of the BBC
anyway,
or something.
Anyway,
you know,
Rollo, I was just at Woolworths earlier queuing up get stuff. The newspapers were there and I was actually going to buy, I think it's the Daily Telegraph. There's a big song about, says big show up at 2GB and it said, is Ray Hadley coming back? And I thought, I bet you that loudmouth cannot stay retired for much longer. I can't work it out, but it's something to do with that wanker that I can't stand, Ben Fordham, the Nepo baby star.
Yeah,
of,
I know who you're talking about. Ben Fordham. I do like Ray. I've got a soft spot for him.
I got a soft spot for him as well. But
you imbecile.
He's been replaced by Mark Levy, who's actually probably rating just as high as he did and sounds exactly like him. And he's basically copying off Ray Hadley. But at least I always say this, politicians are more terrified of Ray Hadley getting up him because Ray Hadley had the E-A-R,
the average
truck driver, the average bus driver, the average labourer.
Well, that was actually Lawsy. Lawsy.
He was gone. No, he was history. Hadley took it over
onto UV.
He took over Laws's position. But as far as
where did Lawsy go? He went to 2SM, didn't he? He went to 2SM after TUE and
anyway, Rollo, what's more interesting this week, my old pool playing partner, Dave Faulkner from the Scooter Gurus.
Oh, wow. What a guy. I've actually met Dave Faulkner as well as I never got to play pool with him. I met him backstage.
Let me finish the story. Dave Faulkner's came out because apparently that orange-headed imbecile, no, not Donald Trump, I'm talking about Pauline Hanson, they were using Hoodoo Gurus, a couple of Hoodoo Gurus songs at one of their big meetings.
Without permission.
Yeah, Dave Faulkner came out and said, I wouldn't piss on her if she was on fire. one of the great insults of anyway, can I just tell you, Rollo, there are so many people, the over 60s that have become right wing, patriots, are saying, well, we're going to fucking stick urine and water balloons and make sure you get fucking hit with a few before you go on stage. Because the Hoodoo Gurus are playing at the moment. I think he may regret saying that because I don't think he realizes that not every person that listens to the Hoodoo Gurus
So Dave is actually a lefty. Well, that's his biggest mistake because
it is.
Look,
the fans are saying. Sorry to talk over you, Rollo, but no. I'm going by the responses on Facebook. Weren't all pro Dave. There was a few people going, oh, good on you, Dave. And most of them were saying, you can get fucked, you lefty cunt. That's what I was picking up on.
Because hilarious.
These guys, Dave is 68, I'd say. He'd be 5 years or 6 years older than me.
Well, you know what we need in Australia now because of Albo and, the liberals, we need Pauline Hanson because Pauline Hanson's worked her craft. You know, remember when she said, "See if Belichick can play it." What did she say? Xenophobe or
xenophobe? They attacked her, but I've been saying this for the last 40 years. No, there was no. Is it nearly? 35 years, say, when she's first popped up.
Yeah.
That she is an organized character to come out to pull.
Yeah, I remember the guy that was behind her. They were a bit corrupt.
They were, but anyway, she was being stage managed. What color is her hair, Rollo?
Red.
Orange? Red, orange. Okay, yeah, exactly. So she's orange woman bad. But she came out way before Donald Trump, and I said many times, and it's been recorded probably on fart podcasts, et cetera, that woman was an experiment to see if you can bring someone that polarizes people in saying popular things, and that when you say something that is quite like, I don't like, there's too many immigrants or whatever, they'll go, you must be
immigrants.
What they do, this is how they do things, the controllers, they bring in a populist But someone that's most lefty types will think it's an imbecile.
If I voted, I would vote for One Nation in a Thrento second.
Yeah, I know, but unfortunately, they are just as controlled as the Albo imbecile.
Australia.
If you have seen me now, it means that I don't like it.
When you
turn
my voice
about, I don't like it. When you vote One Nation out, my language has been murdered. Song. My shopping trolley, murdered. My groceries, just gone. I don't like it. When you turn my voice about, I don't like it. When you vote One Nation out, My language has been murdered. My shopping trolley murdered. My groceries just gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Racist, rubbish, racist, hate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Racist, rubbish, racist, feel the heat. I don't like it when railway lines are white. I don't like it when day becomes night. My language has been murdered. My language has been murdered. My shopping trolley murdered. My groceries just gone. I don't like it. No, I don't. Never did. I don't like it. I don't like anything. I don't like it. No, I don't. Near. I don't like it.
So interesting. Yeah, so that was an attack on Pauline Hanson from back in the late 90s. Now, interesting, Rollo.
What was her biggest hit? Triple J did on her. I don't like it. Was that the first one? Yeah,
it was Pauline Hanson.
Well done, Bello.
So what happened? Julie Andrews. Sorry, I have to do that to you. So what's happened? The girl off Neighbours, isn't she off Neighbours? There's a girl off Neighbours has put out a song this week. It went to the number one on Spotify and Apple Music, et cetera. It then got deleted and banned. And it was that girl. I think she was on Home and Away. She's come out and done a kind of a pro Pauline Hanson song. They banned that and deleted it. Yet they Pauline Pants Down. That's that gay tranny, you know, that was imitating Pauline Hanson. That was become a big hit on Triple J. But the response by I forget her name, but she was an ex star of Neighbours, she's put out a pro Pauline Hanson song that has been deleted off Apple Music,
Spotify.
Julie Andrews, Roller. Julie Andrews, not
Julie Andrews. Sorry, sorry. I've had a few beers.
How many beers?
My favorite song of hers was the one afterwards.
He's had two beers and three Amogaloos, so it's no big deal.
Okay.
Thank you,
Holly Valance or Balance or whatever she calls herself. She is a pro Trump ex soapy star Australian who was very good looking back in the day, and I don't know about these days.
Rebecca Amogaloo?
No, I just said Holly Valance. Jeez, you are drunk.
Holly Valance,
you're fucking hopeless tonight. But never mind. It's all good. Okay. The Rick and Rollo show is designed.
We're having a great.
I remember her from my teen years. God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When I was a kid, we used So Fresh and all the those mix albums used to release Holly Valance hits. Mm. Let me try and find one. I'll see if I can play one. What do I remember?
Look at the story in the media. So Holly Valance has. This song went to number one immediately. It's a pro Pauline Hanson song, but it got deleted and removed as the top hit of Apple Music. Yet they allowed Pauline Apple Music.
Does it have the C word in it? No, I just said that.
They're a bunch of cunts. That's what I see.
Mm.
Here you go, I found it. Wait, Holly Valance's top hit was Kiss Kiss
I swear I looked this up only a few years ago. I was living. I still remember hearing it while I was living at this house. I must have been going through some like Australian nostalgia at some point and found this track. Yeah. It's a cool dance track. Here you go.
Here we go. All right, let's listen. Ollie Bland, TruthMeets.com, Rick and Rollo.
A thumb man, don't go. I know you wanna touch me here, there, and everywhere. Sparks fly when we are together. You can't deny the facts of life. You don't have to act like a star. Try your moves in the back of your car. You know that we can go far. Cause tonight you're gonna get by. Don't play the games that you play.
That's what it was. That's why I recognize this.
Hang on. You're listening to
Rick and Roller. Rick and Roller.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Come out as Kev.
Fair enough. Kev. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Go, Rick. Right. You're speaking to your roller.
You come out, Rick. You come out.
Shut up.
Roller's already told you to come out, and I've told you to come out, so you should be the third to come out.
Hello, you're listening to the Rollo and Rocco show on the truthmeets.com. Be told.
Thank you very much, Kev. Ken. Anyway, so Holly Valance has come out with a song called Kiss, as an anti-tranny song called Kiss My Ass. Look it up. Kiss My Ass.
This song, yeah, it's called Kiss Kiss. But it's funny because I swear I was listening to this, God, 12 months ago. Somehow I was just in the space of nostalgia. No, not for this platform, but for 90s, what I might have been doing. I was just looking at 90s nostalgia. I swear I saw this song not that long ago.
Yeah, no, Joel, this is front page news at the moment in the media. Holly Valance has released
an anti-trans because she's on Trump's side. Is that why it's changed?
Yes. It's transphobic, apparently. And she's called it Kiss Kiss My Ass. See if you can find that. And that's just got deleted off Apple Music. No,
can't we have let's go through the rest of this one first.
Because Rollo and I will have a dance along to this. You ready, Rollo?
Yeah. Keep going.
Hips to the left. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, you need to go on webcam. I'm not sure you are. You gotta keep up.
I am.
I'm gonna go super speed, baby. So you better keep up.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Let's see if Rollo and I keep up with the dance moves for Holly Valance's Kiss Kiss.
Holly Valance.
I remember dancing to this when I was like 11, but FYI. Okay.
Let's do it.
You could be my baby, what you still sign? Would you take a step and think that I understand? I can hear my conscience calling me. Say I'm gonna be a bad girl again. Why don't you come on up?
I knew you'd fucking fuck it up. Left, right, left, right. Come on, left, right, left, right. Go. Now, bend down there. There you go, yeah. Now, slide backwards. There you go.
He's doing well.
Go into the background. Now, left foot, right foot. Here we go again. Left foot, right foot. Then now, go forward and bring it up.
Okay.
It's Doug Murray. This is
hey,
Doug Murray.
Hey, Joel.
Thank you, Rollo.
I've sent you the latest version. I just sent you by messenger your latest version of the song. Banned off Apple Music.
Rollo, you don't just turn around. You don't need to show us your cheeks.
No,
it's fine.
No,
you don't need to show us that.
Doug Murray. I remember on the
plane. No, I don't need to see your butt. It's okay. Don't worry. That wasn't me making the kiss to your butt. Oh, wow. That's good high heel moves, actually. You're doing okay. Oh, the way you drag your hand across your chest. Wow, so erotic.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Joel.
That was a good dance.
Joel,
thank you, Rollo, for giving me the time. Joel, thank you for giving me the time to do a dance. I enjoyed that dance with Rollo,
no,
everyone.
Right,
yes. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. That was a good dance, yes.
I got to tell you, that reminds me of Doug Mulray back in 1988. If you remember that guy. Yeah.
I do, yeah. I do. And Rick doesn't seem to because he wants to keep interrupting our comedy at all times.
No, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I've just sent you the latest version of that song. It's called Kiss Kiss My Ass, and it's an anti-tranny song. It's just been banned.
Well,
and I sent it to Joel.
We all like those too. Where can I find that?
I think Jolo's up there with Rollo with the drinking tomorrow.
I like that one.
Why? You think if people don't go along with the tracks you want to play, they must be a tranny?
No.
Relax.
I didn't say.
Rollo and I did a brilliant piece of radio theatre, and you kept interrupting. You weren't let us doing the bit. It worked fine. It was pretty funny.
I'm glad to hear you.
I remember that song from my teenage years.
Well, the Holly Valance thing,
I heard that a million times when I was a kid on Saturday morning shows, like classic hot hits and things, every Saturday morning. I heard those a million times. I was having good fun doing it with Rollo, as if Rollo's dancing. And of course he's not dancing. He's just having fun.
Rick. Let Velocet enjoy himself. Because he's having a great night tonight. Yeah. And we're not embarrassing ourselves.
Yeah, but Rollo, you're also making it all about me as if it's my whole fetish, and it's not.
No, well, you're the super duper producer with a Medusa, and we appreciate it.
What's the one you sent me?
The one that's the front page news story that Holly Valance's new hit of it's called
Let's
Kiss Kiss My Ass. I've sent it to you on your private.
All right, let's have a look.
I've got it. Okay, so we'll be the judge of was Velocet and Rollo performing Holly Valance's Kiss Kiss better than Rick's pre-recorded. Episode.
I'm kissing
of
you now.
Kissing
you now on the lips.
Kiss Kiss My Ass.
This is the song that just got banned off Apple Music.
Alright, let's give it a go.
You bigot. Because I'm a real diabolical lefty, a real diabolical lefty. Ideology, feeding hate on you. I'll intimidate, I'll indoctrinate. I'm a real diabolical lefty, a real diabolical lefty. Check your bias at the door, but it's free. We identify as M's or M's. More rotations than a windy turvy bee.
like you're rich, Sigmund Vulture. You can only be my mate if you can menstruate. I'm so far left that you look far right. If you pale, stale, and male, get out of my sight. Got two dads on every TV ad. No woman wants a hetero because of contraband. Welcome to the country, it's not your land.
Oh, who's this?
It's your wife's boyfriend. All this pain that you're taking on my chain. While comments and going down the drain. Doing hard time for my hate speech. You can shovel your opinions and beliefs. Cause I'm a real pathological, so fake. Real pathological, so fake. Trying to run around, but we don't want to die. So stand aside, cause we're the DEI. I'm a real pathological, so fake.
Trigger alert, trigger alert, trigger alert.
A real biological woman. A real diabolical lefty. A real pathological, so fake. A real biological
woman.
Yeah, so that's the that song went to number one on Apple Music.
Maybe it did.
Week, and then it got deleted. It got deleted by the government, deleted it off Apple Music. Well, said you've got to
what get I, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go out for a smoke, and then when I come back, Rollo and I are going to re-perform our classic hit again. And we'll see. Everyone can vote. Anyone who listens to this can vote. They can send in messages. is that fair enough, Rick? Can we do that again? Would you let us have another chance? Come on.
Give us another chance, Rick.
We just want to do we did.
I'm just saying, what I'm saying is that
I know.
On the mainstream but media.
I thought Rollo and I was pretty funny. So
yeah,
I agree with what you're saying might have been popular in the mainstream. You guys talk for 5 minutes. I'm gonna go out and have a smoke, and then when I come back,
all right let's
do Holly Valance version again.
Can't you smoke and talk at the same time?
It's a rental. I've got to go outside.
Yeah,
sorry.
I agree with that.
Right.
Sorry,
I can't make my house smell of cigarettes.
No.
Bad look. You can't do that. You can't
just, bad look. Just put a set of headphones on. You are
the worst encourager of bad habits I've ever heard. You are like Satan himself. On one hand, I'm trying to agree with you that we might let's actually agree on a song, and then you're the person telling me to go smoke in the house. So it's like you're Satan negative and Satan positive.
I didn't say that at all.
Rollo doesn't smoke in his own house. I don't. Oh, that's fantastic, because you know I would never do that as well, ever.
That's right.
I just think it's grotty. It's grotty. It's weird. I don't know.
It is grotty. Yeah. It is grotty. Trust me. I live in the best house. Grant and Adam came over from WA.
Are they your gay friends?
I'm sorry to repeat myself. No, well, they're the guys that turned this 300. What is it?
Are they decorators?
$1,000. No, this was a shithole. It was a shithole. This house. And they turned it into
your street.
Not many straight guys come over and turn a house from a shithole into a paradise.
Into a paradise. Yeah, that's normal. What they did.
So they're gay friends. Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know them because they're from WA and they just wanted to check out.
I'm guessing they didn't want to know you either.
I was pretty wasted when they turned up. I was wasted. Yeah.
Not as I think you're sounding.
How do you explain any of this, Rick? Rick has some weird queers show up to make his house nice, but he doesn't know who they are, he doesn't know what they touched. He's like, what is the explanation for this whole scenario? And then when they go, he goes, I don't know who they were, I don't know who they are. Just they were good.
They were identical twins.
Oh, okay. That attracts usually a premium price, you know, technically.
I just couldn't believe it.
I understand what you're talking about, and that's completely that is fantastic to actually meet the people that renovated your house, and I know for a fact that that street would have been a chaotic street back in its day because it's kind of cheapish. cheapish for Newcastle, but not cheap. Not cheap. It's the same price as on my house, at least.
It's just the perfect time. You've got the got the perfect view. I've only got a 10-minute walk to get my vodka and carrot juice.
Fantastic. I love it. Yeah. I love it. But I think Joel's sounding worse than you, Rollo.
Yeah, Joel's having a good time tonight.
I think he's had way more drinking. He's done a lot more drinking than you have tonight. But yeah, that's fantastic.
What's wrong with that, with a super duper producer with a Medusa?
Well, why not?
Having a good time.
But anyway, yeah, so relevant-wise, what I was getting at with Holly Valance, yes, I can't stand what I've sung, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's basically attacking anyone suggests that females are anything but menstruate, etc. It's attacking the trans movement, and
I'm
the one on about trans.
I know what trans means. It means people that are born male and want to be female or something.
That's right.
Is that right? Yeah. Look,
She wrote a parody song. It went to number one on the Apple Music list, and then it got deleted because it was anti-trans. Yet that the same.
It's a mad baby.
When Pauline Hanson's that Pauline Pants Down came out, that went to number one on Triple J's Hottest 100, or maybe not number one, but it was up there.
It did. You're right there. I mean, I'm the same age as you. What was the song? What was the song that you put in? The other day, baby, it's you. Remember that? Maybe we can go with baby, it's you.
I love it. No, maybe. Well, why not? But that's The Promises, and that was Canadian band. It was called Promises. That's not The Promises.
And I love that song. I love that song when I was a kid.
She was so good looking, and what a fucking amazing voice she had, and her braces. And I would say the probably biggest set of knockers ever that stood up for themselves.
And she had a lovely bum, and the
other two guys, one the dark headed guy and the blonde headed guy that sings.
Mm-hmm.
They were her brothers, biological brothers. So there was a family.
Were they? Yeah. Baby, it's you.
What a voice. What a
fucking voice. Oh, my God.
And she belts it out.
I couldn't sing that if I tried.
Nah, tight pair of jeans on with a pair of braces on. And I would say you're talking about biologically, these are big breasts, big of the highest magnitude.
Yeah, you get a little bit of side boob. Yeah, there's nothing like a bit of side boob.
She couldn't do... She could do every boob side way. It was like that.
Bella's had some fun tonight. Bella's having some fun.
I think he's had more. I reckon he's had more amalgamas than you have, which is very
More than me. Yeah, more amalgamas.
Yeah, me and you sound sober.
There's no way I have had more amalgamas than Rollo. Come on.
I reckon you've given.
I think I'm about 12 beers deep.
That's not correct.
Sounds like 12 deep. Okay, if you don't believe me, I've had 3 days off drinking, so the amalgamas have more. Carrot juice has more strength after 3 days. I can vouch for that.
No, I don't think Rollo's on the vodka
tonight. Can you play a bit of? Rick, who sung "Baby It's You" again?
Promises, but we've already played it before, Rollo. We don't need to play it.
No, I was going to go back to that "Kiss Holly Valance" because none of you believe that.
That was awesome, but no, we want the promises. "Baby It's You." Can you give us some of that?
We can end with that. I think the conversations. you know, what I was getting at with the whole thing is that the censorship of Pauline Hanson's parody or Holly the parody, because she is a very much a Trump voter and she lived in America for a long time.
The orange man, Rad. We love the orange man.
You love him?
We do. I do.
We know that.
Absolutely.
We know that.
Yeah, 2016, when the Ghostbusters came out, the female Ghostbusters, I hated everything about that movie.
Did you watch it? Because I didn't. Did you watch it?
Yeah. It had the Australian in it. What was his name?
Fat woman.
The Australian with the
shame.
Yeah, well, it was a shameful movie.
Who was in Australia?
I was trying to say that it's a shame that you watched it.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, it was. I think his name was.
Keep going.
I'll look it up. Rick and Roller.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate.
And Rollo, all the way from Australia, on the 31st of January. Can you believe that? Wow. In 2026. Tomorrow's the 1st of February. Unbelievable. That is unbelievable. That means the year's going to go fast. It'll be Christmas in about 3 weeks' time. That's how fast the year's going. Rollo, how are you going?
Wow. It's amazing.
Oh, dear.
All right. Now, the guy I'm looking for is, his name is, no, it's Melissa McCarthy, Kirsten Wiig, Lizzie Jones.
Useless.
Kate McKillen, Charles Dance, of all people.
Really?
The guy I'm trying to think of is Chris Hemsworth. He was the one. He's the white guy. He's the white guy that they, Thor. Love and Thunder. Yeah, that's right.
Thor from Byron Bay. Totally overrated. Apart from the chicks that probably think he's good looking. Can't act.
Well, he basically does
is he imitates Russell Crowe in Gladiator. Talks like this. Everything sounds like this, and he has to.
Thank you.
Chris Hemsworth. That's true. Is like Brad Pitt, fucking close to water, like a drinking.
Beer. You're doing your Monty Python. Yeah,
or may as well. Absolutely, like weak in real life. Weak as fuck.
You're on a fishing trip, fucking close to water. Yeah.
I hated everything about that movie. That movie just sucked. It's like sucking a fart out of an ass of someone that you hate. Yeah.
And it flopped.
Oh, Rollo, don't keep doing it. God. Oh, he's putting his ass up to his mouth. Oh, don't do that. Rollo, you don't need to put his ass to his mouth to... Oh, Jesus. No, leave it alone. You don't need to. Rollo loves sucking farts.
I love the smell of my own farts.
I think he's had a few drinks.
No, I've had a few drinks, but I love the smell of my own farts.
No, you know, Rollo, for the first time, you actually sound more sober than Joel.
Well, Joel's having
a... I was doing the material. How dare you? Rollo said he was going to suck someone's farts, and then I played the farts and pretended he was doing it. Why the morbs?
No, he didn't. He didn't actually say that.
I wonder if this.
Well, forgive me for doing the theater of mind. It's a theater of mind.
It's not theater of mind. Actually, he did say that.
Rick,
he did say that.
Rick, do you think Rick and Rollo 66 is ever going to get posted?
Yes. And it's going to get deleted shortly after. It's going to get deleted.
I'll absolutely post this. Rollo wanted to dance to Holy Valance. Rollo danced to Holy Valance, and that's what he wanted. He wanted that from the very beginning.
Can you play Ray Parker Jr.? Oh, no. What is Rick and Roll.
This sounds good.
Rollo, don't move your lips so attemptively. It's distracting. When I was at Rollo's house, he wanted, is this his head going through the window? Just back off. I don't want your advances, man. Watch out for the window. You could be my baby with your star sign. Would you take a step if you could? I understand. I can hear my conscience calling me. Say I'm gonna be a... Anyone who's not getting the joke, look up Holly Valance. See her in that underwear. Wow.
I don't think she looks quite the same.
No, the cut of the bikini. Well, watch your head, Rollo.
Right.
You don't kiss me, blow kisses. Fuck you. Don't crawl towards me, you creep.
You're having a good time. I love it.
Well, I was glad you let me stay at your house. Fair enough. But when I say enough's enough...
You're always welcome. Always
enough's welcome. Enough. Yes. When I say enough's enough, right, enough's okay. Not enough. Come on, be fair.
All right. Can we go with Ray Parker Jr.?
No.
Look at you on the turntables, Rollo. How are you spinning those vinyls, man?
I'm not. You're doing.
Wow, look at that. Oh, those aren't your thighs, surely.
We can't see.
Oh, that's not surely your breast tissue.
We can say, Rick, we can see it in our minds. We can see it in our minds. Yeah, we can.
Why not? Yeah. Well, I did see.
Those little boy shorts. I love boy shorts for this kind of scene.
We can't see any of it. We're not watching what you're watching.
Don't spread it like that. What are you spreading your legs like that for? God.
I don't think so.
Okay. Thanks, Rollo, for that performance. Appreciate it.
All right. Can we now apparently Ray Parker Jr. ripped off Huey Lewis.
from one thing to another. Okay. That, yeah, well, thanks for the performance from Ray Parker Jr.
I don't think he did. I think he ripped off the song Pop Music by M. Morph, and I think he got...
Oh, okay. So Ghostbusters was M.
Pop Music, yep.
Yeah, like not the...
and that as well.
Huey Lewis.
I think he had to pay royalties to Huey Lewis as well, so you're kind of right.
What are you looking for?
I love M. Oh,
pop music.
Well, I was hoping you'd play Ghostbusters by what was his name again, Rick?
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. Yeah.
Yeah. You want Ray Parker Jr. goes.
Not really. Not really. Not really. Well, we don't really want
him. But we can, can go with him.
Well, Rick wasn't really agreeing on Rollo's sexual dances, just, so I don't know who to choose. Yeah. What do you really, like?
No. All right. Which one would you prefer, Rick?
Rollo, how about we just keep talking about interesting things rather than playing any more music? There you go.
Well, I've had a few too. A mogulies today.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
What about I was watching or looking at something the other day, and I was do you remember the show Quark with Richard Benjamin?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Richard Benjamin. Yeah, so he was in that wonderful movie. Now, what was that wonderful movie in 1972 with James Brolin? Westworld.
Westworld, absolutely fantastic. But did you realize, and I was looking at Quark, so I've got this book in front of me called, I'll say it again, Cult TV with a Ford by Patrick McGoohan about cult TV shows.
I remember him well.
The guy that created Get Smart was Buck Henry, who co-created it. But when you read about Quark was a parody that came out about.
I loved it. It was on the ABC all the time, I loved The Prisoner. The Prisoner is one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, I know
it?
That. Rollo. We're not talking about Patrick McGoohan.
We're talking about Quark. The two girls that kissed each other and Richard Benjamin. I loved it.
And it also had one of those character actors playing a trans character, that he was half a woman and half a man all the way through.
Wow. They say it's brand new now, this whole trans thing, but no, it's not.
It's been pushed.
I watched last night with Christy. Listen. I watched Star Trek IV, The Void Chime.
When did that come out?
And I laughed my ass off. 1986. When did that? 1986.
I think I saw that at the cinema.
Yeah, with the whales. They had to get the whales.
It was pathetic. But
if you think it was pathetic, I don't care. But I thought it was awesome. I thought Leonard Nimoy who directed it. With his eyebrow movements.
Oh, yeah.
The way he could move his eyebrow. And William Shatner, the Jewish guy, he had the perfect hair and they said that there was like bad language in it. He goes, well, double dumbass on you. And then Spock tried to do what is it called? And then it's the funniest part of the movie where he goes, don't try and swear to locals here in San Francisco. It's just not working for you, mate. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah.
I went into the movies up in the Blue Mountains at the original.
I saw it in the cinema too.
The original IMAX was first built in Katoomba, or very near Katoomba.
Yeah. Do you remember when Leonard Nimoy neck pinches that punk on the bus or something? Playing that stereo, and it's just classic, you know. I find it funny that normally Kirk sleeps with everyone, and Kirk. William Shatner normally sleeps with everyone, but he actually keeps himself to himself in that movie where it's so cute.
He's still going.
and he's like 90 something or other, and looking.
He's 94 years old.
He's wearing a what we call a wig, but he's still going. It's unbelievable. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, we lost Leonard Nimoy in 2015. We lost quite a few of them actually. Nichelle Nichols. We lost quite a few of the Star Trek. Gene Roddenberry, we lost him, the guy that created the whole show,
Gene Roddenberry did not create Star Trek. The guy that created it, in actual fact, was the guy that created Battlestar Galactica, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So Gene Roddenberry took the glory, as a lot of people do, or other people's hard work. He did, so Gene Roddenberry is like a kind of a character that kind of is being told, you're being told that he's the main guy in Star Trek, but in actual fact, he wasn't. Sorry, I'm just wiping.
I've got Paramount Plus on here, and I tried to watch that Star Trek Academy or whatever it is, that new show.
You look at the characters that they're giving you to be your new heroes, and they're like some thin looking semi black. He could be a woman.
There's fatsos. There's fatsos on there, and then Holly Hunter is the captain, and she has to wear glasses, and it's supposed to be said 400 years in the future.
Yeah.
Don't you have your eyes fixed back then?
We can get them fixed now, Rollo. You can get them fixed up now. So it's an absolute load of old clippers.
Well, I wouldn't suggest LASIK surgery to anyone because it blinded a good friend of mine.
Yeah, Grant.
He can barely see now, Grant. I love the guy to bits, but
I'm not taking any chances with my eyes. I'll just say that.
Yeah, exactly. And your hearing too. You want your hearing to be, look, I can hear you perfectly in stereo. And in my eyesight, I want my eyesight to be totally, totally rocking. And I'm 56 years old. You're 61. And I don't want to be messed with my eyesight.
When you get to my age, the 5 years between you and me, they are crucial years. Like they say that if you can get to 60 and not need certain things, you're going to live to a certain age. But if you get to 60 and you're
I don't think I'm going to get to Lawsy's age. He made it to 90.
I'm just letting you know here. You are going to be like Mr. Jingles, still going at 110 years of age.
Oh, please don't! I don't want to be Mr. Jingles.
I know
what you're talking about. The green mile, the little mouse.
I know that you don't want to be, but you're going to be cursed with a long age, and you're going to be going. I'll ring my friend Kermit or whatever. And you're going to go, oh, hang on, he died 5 years ago. This is old age is a curse. I totally think that green mile.
I've seen it.
I agree with that. When you get to a certain age, say you make it to 95,
scene at the end of the movie, true. Sorry to talk over you there, Rick. Scene with the mouse and Tom Hanks, or the old Tom Hanks, it wasn't the same guy. It was distressing because he was like, was he 108 years old or something?
I'm getting this vibe now after doing that job I did last Sunday and Monday, watching this poor guy, and he, now get this, and you'll love this. He is Newcastle number one supporter of Newcastle. He's a Newcastle Rugby League supporter.
Truth Meat.
Said I dance now in every chance and honky tonk. For my drinks and tips, most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head. Mr. Bojangles,
go on. They call
him Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, come back. Please, oh, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
Not Mr.
Bojangles,
Mr. Jingles, we said. Mr. Jingles.
Mr.
Bojangles. Mr. Jingles.
Mr. Jingles, not Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Jingles, yeah, I remember. Rig and roller. 66.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Truthmeets.com rock and relay show. Hello, bye-bye.
I was thinking
about this to no end recently. Rick and Rollo, episode number 66 on the 31st of January 2026.
See? Yeah. That's professionalism. Yeah.
So
You should be on community.
Yeah, I'd fucking kill it too. Let me just tell you now.
It would kill anyway, it. Yeah.
I got talking to this guy. He was a guy who was 6'3", possibly back in his day.
Are you talking about Brian and his
This is the guy I did a job for last weekend. He's been on death's door for the last 3 years. I didn't ask. I don't want to know, whatever. And I don't want to give advice, but I would have said, just don't take a fucking booster shot if you want to keep living.
Don't take that junk. I mean, I used to drink, vodka and Red Bull. And it was messing me up so badly.
That would fuck you up every time. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I've got to talk to this guy who's basically dying in front of my face.
How old is he?
In his 70s or whatever. He's had a lot of issues over the last years. And I'm thinking, would I like to be like him? Like, he can't even walk. Like, he's on a walker, and falls over, he can't get back up again. And he was a fantastic cook. He was a fantastic woodworker. He was a really clever guy, and he's just dying. But I would say, due to his doctor's advice, he'd be on, all those things, the blood thinners and
I want to go to sleep and just not wake up.
Exactly. And that's what I've been thinking of, about. If I got to that stage where I was like that, and I just looked in his eyes, and he was his team is Newcastle. He had every fucking poster and all his, glasses at the Newcastle team. That's his team. His wife, or whoever's looking after him, she's Cronulla.
And so he's got a carer. So that's carer, right.
Yeah, I know it's good, but I just thought I keep looking at him going, I do not want to end up like you. This, like, you can't even walk to the toilet. And he said he had a fall and he was stuck. He couldn't even stand up for like 2 days. Luckily, someone found him.
Mm.
That age is not a blessing. It is a curse. If you're not living the Chinese way.
You're talking about the green mile again with the mouse.
And that's what that's...
What was the name of the mouse again? I forget the name of the mouse.
It's the Jingles.
It's the Jingles.
And I'm telling you, man.
I love that movie.
And I know why you love it, and I know why I love it. It's telling you,
when Tom Hanks went into that prison cell and... he died very young, actually, the big black guy, John Coffey.
He was in his 50s or in his 40s.
Very young.
Horrific.
Put his hand out, and Tom Hanks didn't know whether to shake his hand or not.
Yeah.
And The Green Mile, I've read all the books.
Do you remember, Stephen King? Do you remember when it first came out? It came out as a serial. That when you went to the shopping center, there'd be a part four, part five.
I'd have to get them all. Yeah,
definitely. They released it by the month. You could get each chapter by the month in a shopping center, like you went to Woolworths. I remember that. That was in the 90s.
I'm not a huge fan of Stephen King because Stephen King's he's got Trump derangement syndrome, but I love his fiction that he can tell. Do you remember how much cocaine he was on when he wrote Carrie or those early movies? Oh man,
I agree. He was on it. But he's creepy as fuck, and I guarantee you he's not the only guy writing his stuff. There's too much good stuff there, but
there could be ghostwriters. Are you talking about ghostwriters?
For sure.
Yeah, I hear.
But what I'm picking up on is when I go to these jobs that I get, especially where I live.
Lord, keep my soul alive.
You still playing the same song?
That was Mr.
Bojangles. No, Mr. Jingles, not Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Jingles.
Mr. Bojangles. The man could dance.
I was playing the Sammy Davis Jr. one this time.
It was Mr. Jingles. Mr. Jingles.
I tried to diversify.
Absolute, the niceness of the highest magnitude.
Spoke with tears of 15 years. How his dog in heat.
Creepy as fuck. You wouldn't want him coming around to see you at night.
My favorite movie he was in was the 1986 one. It was called. He wrote most of the stories, Stephen King.
It was called.
Do you remember? 1984 or something.
I wasn't trying to detract from what you were saying, Rick. I'm just playing. I'm playing all the Mr. Bojangles clips I can find across every media.
We're talking about Mr. Jingles, not Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah, Mr. Jingles from The Green Mile.
Was there a difference?
Yes.
There is. Yeah,
Mr. Jingles.
Who did the music to The Green Mile? It was James something.
Not Joel Roller.
Yeah, but it was a great end.
But Sammy Davis Jr. was a Satanist. And he kept coming to Australia and always hanging around Sydney regularly. So I've always said that. Oh, man, he was always over here. Yeah. And he was a fucking nasty piece of work,
He was part of the Rat Pack with...
he was.
With Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. That's right, yeah.
Joey, what's his name, et cetera.
They're all gone now, but...
I would be more worried about would be Sammy Davis Jr. He was up to no good for sure.
Well, Sammy Davis Jr. had a
I was finding the wrong one. What should I be looking for, Mr. Bo? Tell me what I should be looking for. I was looking at Mr. Bojangles.
The Green Mile.
I thought it was the same thing. So you guys should definitely tell me what I'm missing and tell me the thing.
All right. I'll send it to you.
Let's see that. Come on. Rollo and Rick, tell me the thing I'm missing. And then you tell me Mr. Bojangles or whatever it is. Yeah, it's okay.
I'll send it to you.
You should. You've had a good night, and you should tell me how I'm wrong, and then tell me Mr. Bojangles instead of Mr. Bojangles. I'd love to hear that.
Mr. Davis Jr. had He had a false eye.
Okay, well, that explains it all.
We're not talking about Sammy Davis Jr. We're talking about Mr. Jingles as a character.
All right, I'm going to find the song for us to go out with. Tell me
the song you want to go out with, and I'll play that song. Yes.
No, I'm going to send it to you.
Because you're trying to tell me that I'm stupid for playing the wrong song, so let's hear the right song.
No!
Let's hear the right song of Rick and Rollo. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bo, what the fuck? Let's hear it. Come on.
It's all good. It's all good, Vallejo. I'm glad you're here producing. Here we go. I've got the main theme. Here we go. I'm going to send it to you right now.
So there is, Sammy Davis Jr.'s one is not the one you're sending. There's a different one.
No. We're going to go with the Green Mile theme tune. Okay.
Wait, was the Green Mile a different one from that?
This is going to be. I think this is going to be one of the greatest car crashes ever. From the Rick and
I didn't know there were two different songs. I thought it was the same theme.
There's no songs.
Green Mile main theme.
There we go. I'll send it to you. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
We haven't even heard it yet. Wait, I want to hear. Is this a Mr. Bo something or?
No, it's just a lovely.
I was trying to add Mr. Bojangles every time you brought it up, and I didn't know Green Mile had a different theme.
No, it's James Horner. It's James Horner, and it's a great look. I'm not a huge fan of Tom Hanks, but there you go.
Everyone likes to deny that because I love the movie. It's kind of like a tranny worshipping Satanist, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not a huge fan of what was the guy that read the story? Stephen King. I'm not a huge fan of him either. But.
He's up to no good. Like the other one, but the Mr. Jingles thing. What we're talking about, Joel, is that getting old is a curse, not a right.
Yeah.
It can be a curse.
And the little rat.
You're not going to get any argument out of me. I'm getting older, and I don't like it. Fuck.
Mm. Yeah, but...
What was it? The mouse they couldn't find. Yeah. It wasn't a rat. It was a mouse. Yeah.
Mouse.
And I love the movie. It went for three hours. I loved the movie. I loved everything about it.
Yeah, it was good.
I went back and watched it at the cinema 20 times. I didn't watch it there.
You went to the movie 20 times? Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm
of course.
No,
yeah.
I went
Be
twice.
Honest. Come on.
I went 20 times.
I went twice. Yeah, there you go.
Play us a little bit of that if you can.
No,
here we go. Rick and Rollo.
66. Forming out. Bruce. Forming out shortly.
This is going to make you cry.
I'm only crying because I'm so fucking sweaty right now. 40 degrees in Lithgow.
All right, hit the pipe. James Palmer, it's actually Thomas Newman. Sorry, my bad.
We love LA. We love LA.
Let it go, buddy.
Just
you know how to pick him, Rollo. You know how to pick him.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Like, seriously, it's the Green Mile. It's Thomas Newman. Sorry, I thought it was James Palmer. No, it's Thomas Newman.
Little Jack. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
He sat in the corner.
I love that movie so much.
It was an emotional film, for sure.
Mm.
And I'm agreeing because I've been dealing with this week.
Oh,
he's funny. I think that's John LeBron asleep on the recording there.
Maybe you should go out with something a bit more rocking, eh?
Yeah, no. Look, hey, dude, listen. How about we fuck this one off?
Fuck it off. There we go. Let's not forget. Thomas Newman, right there.
Okay, well, I'm forgetting him right now. The Split Enz have reformed, and they're doing... that's the one, Joel. You got it right there.
You're a classic, Joel.
It's ridiculous.
I think we should go to LA.
The LA song I started with was fucking high energy. Let's all get rocking to Sounds of LA. I thought that was something I hadn't heard in a million years. I heard it through fucking Leslie Nielsen's Naked Gun and thought, God, look at he's chugging along, you know, doing amazing things.
What song did the Naked Gun start with? The dun 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 dun. I'm thinking of Peter Gunn, completely different.
But anyway, no, I think we should go out with Nobody Listens to Me Anyway by Split Enz because they are reformed.
That should be a
way bigger story.
Send that to Bella.
Okay, they're headlining at the Blues Fest in Byron Bay next month or 2 months away. And
are they all still with us? Neil, Finn, and all the Finns.
Yep. They're all still with us. Yep. Maybe one more.
Who did we lose from Crowded House? We lost
the guy that committed suicide, hung himself.
Yeah, we can't say that. Mark Seymour's brother, Nick Seymour,
committed suicide.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, I totally believe it because the guy was a very unusual character. But I think we'll
What's the name of the song? Nobody Wants to by Crowded House.
No. Split Enz. Split Enz. And we'll go because I need to go as well. You're right, Lola.
Nobody listens to me seriously. Is that the one you mean?
they know nobody listens to me anyway. Or maybe, whatever. I'm not sure. It's called
I think you might have got the name of the track wrong.
Let me look it up. Let me look it up.
Is this it?
This is it. You got it right now. Fantastic.
Okay.
All right. Truthmeets.com. Truthmeets.com. See you guys next week.
I'll see you
listening
guys next
to
week.
The Rick and Rollo show going out.
Yeah, 66.
Saturday night, 31st of the 1st, 2020.
See you guys.
Sitting in the corner with my coffee and tray. All the secretaries think I'm a fool.
Listening to Conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.